This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warner.
Well, with everything going on, Israel now may be preparing to strike Iranian nuclear facilities, especially in response to some response from Iran having to do with Israel taking out its embassy in Damascus a few days ago. And so where are we with the Biden administration on all of this? Well, the Biden administration is trying to make sure that Israel, you know, presents the Biden administration with some plan about Rafah. And if it, you know, needs to be a serious plan, evidently, which to me, folks, is a setup to say whatever plan that they evidently do tell the U.S. about is not going to be serious enough in terms of going in to protect non-combatants and so forth, no matter what happens. No matter what Israel says it's going to do, whatever plan it makes, it's not going to be good enough for the Biden administration. And why is that? It's because they are trying to make sure that they don't rock the boat too much when it comes to some of these different groups, especially groups that were in Dearborn, Michigan, just recently, as we told you about right here on this program, literally chanting death to America and death to Israel. That's here. That's on our shores. It's deep within our own nation. This is, my friends, a very, very scary time in which to be alive. But I'm here to tell you, though, too, that we are going to overcome this kind of thing the same way we've always done. There isn't a challenge, I think, that America can't overcome and can't get through. But the Biden administration is proving time and time again that they're not the ones to do it. And that's why this election coming up, not just for the presidency, but also for Senate, for the House, for your state houses. This is so very, very important, folks, that we get this right, that we go in the right direction, that we once again demonstrate that literally evildoers of the world are simply not going to find safe haven. They're not going to be able to carry out what they want to do and simply have literally no consequences for it. You ask me, well, what about there's no consequences? Yeah, well, you know, look at the Houthis. Are there consequences for the Houthis? I'm just curious. Folks, welcome to the program. Wednesday edition is here, is upon us. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. As we get off and running into hour number two of the broadcast, and yes, we will tell you about what's happening in Arizona regarding this Supreme Court ruling regarding abortion. And some of the response to that, we'll tell you about that as we move through this hour. A little before the top of the hour, of course, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and I'm sure it's going to be a very lively discussion once again. All right. So, let's tell you about what's happening with Israel. This is from the Sun, and basically it's telling us that Israel is preparing to strike Iranian nuclear facilities or nuclear plants if faced with a revenge attack for the death of top Tehran commander last week. Netanyahu's war cabinet has been locked in crunch meetings over fears that Iran will launch an assault as Middle East tensions threaten to boil over into an all-out war. Well, it sure seems like an all-out war already, in terms of what's happening between Israel and Hamas, obviously. But Iran, of course, that they're the ones that back Hamas. They're the ones that allowed Hamas to train for 2 years, help them train for 2 years, And I believe a lot of that training was in Iran itself, if I remember correctly. So there is no secret here. There's nothing sort of being hidden. Like Iran, well, they can just distance themselves from this. No, they can't. They really can't. Now, a Western security official, back to the article, has revealed that Israel will respond to any attacks by striking Iran's nuclear targets directly. Israeli forces have been conducting Air Force drills in preparation for the dangerous escalation, Ilaf News reports. Iran is home to several nuclear sites, including power plants, uranium mines, and research reactors. A targeted attack against one of them could mark an unprecedented escalation in the melting pot of the Middle East conflict. Now, I don't mean this as in any way, shape, or form to be humorous, but Israel could attack Iran's nuclear facilities. Certainly they could. And what would the response really be from the Biden administration? They're probably horrified by something like this, not just because the word nuclear is in there, but because they would say, well, wait a minute, we're pushing for a nuclear deal. This was the end-all be-all during the Obama administration. And for John Kerry to go over there and, we're going to negotiate this nuclear deal with Iran and so on and so forth. And, of course, it was a terrible deal. President Trump quite rightly got us out of that particular deal. And for good reason. For good reason. Because Iran is not looking to join the community of nations. Iran is not looking to peaceably coexist with others in the region or anywhere else in the world that doesn't subscribe to their particular ideology. And so I would not be surprised if this threat, based on the idea that Iran says that they're going to strike Israel, well, I would not be surprised that this threat hopefully will have the desired effect, because Israel is not playing games. They're just not. And I understand, of course, that Iran may feel the same way. We're not playing games in this. We're going to attack Israel. We feel justified to do it. Well, you have to remember why these states and why these terror groups attack Israel in the first place. They're attacking them because they want to extinguish Israel and extinguish the Jewish people. This is, again, something that is so far outside of our experience and our understanding. We saw what happened in World War II, what it took to stop the Nazis, for goodness sake. And these people are trying to do exactly the same thing. There is no justification for what they want to do. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Hour number two has officially launched.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So why is it such a problem if you have migrants in New York City that are accused of a crime? Well, evidently, the biggest problem associated with this, according to the New York Post, is that it's a big logistical headache. That's a direct quote, evidently, from one of the people involved there. Yeah, I guess it would just be a big logistical headache, wouldn't it? And we've got to find a way to streamline that. That would be my advice. And certainly, I could see, hey, you could even have a committee that could find a way to streamline that. I mean, that's what, I don't know. The Democrats will never form such a committee at all. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And we've got someone who's called the number. We've got Aaron in Denver. We're glad to hear from Aaron this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Professor Podzics, they actually have crime in New York City because of illegal aliens? Is that what's going on in New York City, Professor?
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's hard to believe, but yeah.
Man, I don't know. I mean, talk about some people live in the real world and some people just live on another planet or a parallel universe. But the thing is, I was calling you, Professor, what do you thought about Trump's statement that he made about abortion money, Professor Potts?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Basically, he went with this notion that the Supreme Court did what it should, and that was to send it back to the states. The states will be able to make that kind of determination. But it's been so long, it's been some 50 years, right, with Roe v. Wade, that I think it's inculcated into the culture that it belonged in the Constitution. But what he was talking about, I think, was really more of a process by what the Supreme Court did. Now, of course, the states can make determinations, and I think we'll see some kind of attempts either way to either ban abortion at the national level or try to enshrine it in the federal law.
Well, another way I look at it, when Roe versus Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court out of the federal law, and me, I'm pro-choice. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I thought the decision was just like an earthquake, and the after effects were going to be a tsunami, you know, aftershocks from that decision that they made at the federal level and in Washington, D.C. And it seems like that's what's the aftershocks are seem to happen, especially when you got the decision by the Alabama Supreme Court, what they made the decision about frozen eggs supposed to be human beings. And then I'm reading today online in Arizona, where they the Supreme Court, the Arizona Supreme Court has apparently sided with this draconian law, and I believe it's a draconian state law that's a Civil War era law since 1846.
Yeah, 1864, I think. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you may be right.
What's that again, Professor?
I think it was 1864, I think.
Yeah, 1864? I think it's 1864. Yeah, because I read that online. I think it's 1864-year-old, you know, law from the Civil War era. Well, you know, the thing is, slavery is dead, and this is, that's a 19th century law. Well, this is the 21st century. So, you know, and of course, 19th century, women didn't vote in 19th century, but this is the 21st century. Women vote in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the diabolical, we love riding, we love riding dirty, broken down, dark side, dumb donkeys are going to try to use abortion as the number one issue facing this country, which, of course, it's not. It's way on the bottom list. But they will try to use abortion as the number one issue in this country. And Trump, with his statement, is just trying to be reasonable and fair, Professor. He's trying to be reasonable and fair, I think, in my opinion.
Well, and there is some debate. Obviously, people are pro-choice, or people are pro, pro-life, as they say, or
pro-life,
yeah. And so there is a debate that's going on, and I think there is a debate that can go on in a civil society. But I think you're right. The Democrats will seize on this. In fact, David Axelrod said on Tuesday on CNN, I think, that this is going to be an earthquake that could really tip the whole election. So to some degree, the Democrats are pleased by all of this brouhaha because they feel that they can use it as a way to deflect all the other problems that they're responsible for. And
No question about it.
Yeah, so it's far from over. There's no doubt.
Oh, it's far from over, and it's a debate that will go on. But honestly, you know, we have other issues. We have a southern border that's a tsunami. I got an 83-year-old going 84-year-old moron senator from Vermont moaning and groaning and complaining. Complaining about billionaires not paying their fair share, and yet he can't balance a budget. You can't balance a budget, you old fool. But anyway, Professor Politics, as always, has been a pleasure. Adios.
Hey, adios. Thanks, Aaron. Aaron in Denver, we always love to hear from Aaron, and it's always a great discussion. This is a controversial subject. There's just no doubt about it. Axelrod is exactly on the money. Obviously, he's operative or an analyst for the Democrat Party, basically. But he is right in the sense that this is an earthquake kind of a thing that can tip the election. We saw it happen back in the midterms, and the Democrats are nothing if not good at bringing people out to the polls for this kind of controversial issue. And they will say how this has all been torn down, et cetera, et cetera. But in reality, if it is, in fact, up to the states because it's not enumerated in the Constitution, well, that's where it should be. And by the way, I don't think I'm hearing Democrats saying, you know, we'll get a constitutional convention together, maybe because they know that maybe that wouldn't actually fly in that sense, that they would be less likely to be successful doing something like that. But they're more than happy to use it as an election cover story, basically, to make sure that we're not talking about the economy. We're not talking about inflation. We're not talking about national security. We're not talking about the explosion of war and violence that's going on in the world. And their leadership leads us down that path. It really does. And so, once again, I really appreciate Aaron's call very, very much. This is, as we were talking about, this whole thing is far from over. And certainly we understand, too, the Attorney General, this from Newsmax, the Attorney General in Arizona, Chris May, says she will not enforce a law dating back to 1864 that bans abortion in virtually all instances. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that a state can enforce its long dormant law criminalizing all abortions except when a mother's life is at stake. Mays, a Democrat, called the 4-2 decision unconscionable and an affront to freedom. The court has risked the health and lives of Arizonans, Mays said. And as long as I'm Attorney General, she says, no woman or doctor will be prosecuted under this draconian law in this state. So it will be interesting, to say the least, to see what comes of this and whether or not, obviously, there will be more lawsuits and so forth, and somebody could appeal all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. So, I'm not trying to be funny, but I think we got to stay tuned to see where this is going to lead. Certainly, it's going to be hard to see this going back that far may be, again, much more of a political boon to the left than we think. Because, as I said, they're good. They're nothing if not good at bringing out the messaging and riling somebody up to be angry about something like this. And because, again, even if the Supreme Court, you know, had not returned Roe v. Wade to the states, they still would be going on and haranguing about the court in general. So it's not just because they did that. It's because they made a constitutional argument. And the Democrats, if possible, if they could come back and make a more compelling constitutional argument, they would have done so. And otherwise, they'd have to turn to what their backup thing is. And their backup thing is to just get loud and try to create more controversy and bring people out in droves on this one issue. Which, to be fair, I think does sort of goes across party lines probably more than we think. So that's why it is so powerful an issue. Folks, stay right there. We're going to come right back. We've got a lot more to tell you about coming up to the bottom of the hour break. I will learn with you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
News update. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15 year prison term in a landmark case.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumbly, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability quality of child and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley are preparing for severe weather. Forecasters predict that intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Making our way through the night, everybody. We've been plunged into complete darkness, but just under normal circumstances, not the way Sheila Jackson Lee was describing the solar eclipse, that they would soon be plunged into complete darkness, and they would bring down the lights. And I'm still wondering, I still don't know, who's they? Who's they? Who's going to bring down the lights during the solar eclipse, which, of course, involved the moon, which is evidently a planet, which is made up mostly of gases. I'm telling you, folks, it's sad to even kind of laugh at stuff like that. It's very sad, to be honest. But certainly, and as I was saying, we heard the clip in the last hour. She kind of went about that like she had figured all this out ahead of time. This wasn't off the top of her head. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And the White House downplays Biden's accusing the GOP of killing millions of Americans, quote unquote, by terminating the Affordable Care Act. The White House on Tuesday downplayed remarks President Biden made earlier in the day, in which he seemed to suggest that White House Republicans were essentially, quote, killing millions of Americans, unquote, by slashing the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, right? The president spoke at an event in the nation's capital earlier on Tuesday, touting government spending on child care and other investments. During his speech, the president took a shot at House Republicans over their budget proposals, which, quote, cut caregiving programs by a third. It would mean 260,000 fewer kids in child care, Biden said, before accusing former President Trump and his, quote, MAGA friends of wanting to terminate the Affordable Care Act. terminate it? Well, guess what? Killing millions of Americans. This is a direct quote. Killing millions of Americans. Take them off the health healthcare insurance. It's stripping others of services like home care, folks, is what he said. So, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about this, and true to form, we have the clip for you. Let's listen in.
A couple days ago in Dearborn, there were protesters chanting death to America and death to Israel.
All right, I think that might be the opposite quote that we had. I think we've got Karine Jean-Pierre coming up here in just a moment. Yes, I think we do. Karine Jean-Pierre. Oh, that's the same. You know what, folks? It's so much fun on radio sometimes, isn't it? That this is what happens. We'll get that quote up and running here in just a little bit. But I'll tell you what. It is really something that the president would be asked, or rather the president would say something like this and think that it has nothing to do with anything, because they jumped on the whole thing about Donald Trump saying there would be a bloodbath if he wasn't elected. Again, talking about an economic eventuality. But what Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about was the president saying that the GOP would literally be killing millions of Americans. That's, my friends, just can't be, that you can't just go by that and say, well, it's okay for Joe Biden to use this kind of language, but it's not okay for Donald Trump to use this kind of language. That is really something. So, at any rate, Joe Biden can go out and pretty much say anything he wants, because it's never going to make a difference, because they'll always walk it back. They'll always say, well, what he meant to say was this or that. What he meant to say was, you know, and please, and they kind of look at you like, oh, come on now. That's just not right. That's not what he said. That's not, you know, are you really serious? Are you seriously asking me this? Something else the president said, by the way, about Donald Trump, when asked, and he was on a interview with Univision, he was asked about what is the primary threat against freedom and democracy. So he didn't say the people who were chanting death to America in Dearborn, Michigan, in the broad daylight, by the way. He didn't mention them. You know what he mentioned? Donald Trump. That's right, folks. This is how far down the rabbit hole and how pathetic it really is getting. It's so far down the rabbit hole. Everything, every single thing in your life revolves around Donald Trump, according to the Democrats. Every single thing that has ever gone wrong, every single thing that you should be worried about is 100% wrapped up in Donald Trump. Pay no attention to those who are chanting death to America and people who might be part of groups that have, maybe the inclination to actually try to do something about that. That is very scary stuff. It's not happening over in Damascus. It's not happening over somewhere in a far-off land. It's happening here in Dearborn, Michigan, my friends. So let's listen to President Biden when asked about what is the primary threat against freedom and democracy. Here we go.
What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?
Donald Trump. Seriously. Donald Trump uses phrases like, you're going to eviscerate the Constitution, he's going to be a dictator on day one. The idea that he would sit in the office, and I'll show you before you leave, off the Oval Office, and watch for hours the attack on the Capitol and the destruction and the mayhem and the people who were killed, the police officers who died, and call them political heroes, call them patriots, and saying that if he gets elected, he's going to free them all because they're being held illegally. I mean, it's just, and think of the things he says. Look at the way he talks about minority populations, Hispanics, you know, we're talking about them being, anyway,
oh my goodness.
I can't think of any other time in my lifetime, in history, has occurred.
In history.
That you've had somebody who's had this kind of attitude.
All right, so there's Joe Biden, and I got to tell you, he's continuing with the narrative. If you've noticed, when he started about he's going to be a dictator on day one, and then on and on about the about January 6th. And again, I think a lot of that is debatable what he's talking about, but it doesn't matter because that's the story. That's the story, right? And this tells me continually, folks, that Biden and the Biden administration and certainly those whoever's in the basement of the White House, the Democrat Party elite, the campaign people, the strategists, they all know that things are not looking good for them politically. And they've got to continue on with this kind of stuff. He's going to be a dictator on day one. Give me a break. Give me a break. He talked about doing executive orders in a jesting way to say, I won't be a dictator, but except on day one. When you do what? When you sign the executive orders, just like Joe Biden did on day one. But they love to harp on these things because they think that you're not going to actually hear the real context. You're not going to hear the actual quote. So they just rely on people that are never going to check things out for themselves. And so that's one of the reasons we're even on the air. We actually tell you what happened. And hopefully it percolates through, right? That's exactly what we need to do. All right, folks, brace yourselves. It is the Wednesday edition. We've got 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. 5-4-3-2-1, go Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, you suck. You're like the New York Jets. You suck. You're like the Chicago Bears. You suck. You're doing a terrible job. Gas prices are through the roof. Okay, you let the illegals come in the country. You can try and blame Donald Trump all you want, but your presidency sucks, okay? And you kids in Madison who are trying to get bribed, you're trying to get pimped out. Oh, Joe's going to forgive my Joe don't give a crap about you, you dumbass, okay? Joe don't care about anybody but himself. The Democrat Party, that's the amazing thing about you idiot Democrats. You'll vote Democrat so they can crap all over you. That's how stupid you are, okay? We're going to give you this. There's nothing free in this world. Get off your ass and go to work, you lazy bum, okay? There's no free lunch. There's no free nothing. Joe Biden sucks. Your gas prices are through the roof. You idiot college kids. You go to college and you're getting hosed. You're wasting 40 grand on a piece of paper that ain't going to get you jack squat unless you get off your ass in the morning and bust your ass twice as hard as the guy who ain't got no freaking degree, dumbass. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And any idiot in America, including you, Spielberg, who votes for a Democrat is a piece of
crap. Thank you, Todd. All right, Todd, thank you. All right, yeah. Yeah, think like 100 grand a year for college nowadays. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Todd in Tampa, everybody.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. There's a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to talk about. And hour number two has just been flying by. There is no doubt about that at all. And once again, welcome back to the program. Okay, just real quick here, Kyle Warren with you, by the way. We did get the clip straightened out here from a previous segment. And I just want you to hear what Karine Jean-Pierre has to say about the idea of people about the idea of Joe Biden accusing Republicans of you know killing millions of Americans. We got to check this out. Let's listen in here real quick.
A couple days ago in Dearborn, there were protesters chanting "Death to America" and "Death to Israel." Does the president condemn that?
Yes.
Is the president at all concerned that Dearborn is becoming, is facing a risk of becoming a hotbed of any sort of homegrown threat?
I don't have any intelligence to share with you on that. Obviously, that's something that we're always very vigilant about, but don't have any national intelligence to share with you.
And then,
but obviously, we will condemn any violent rhetoric.
Well, that's nice.
Which we have been very. I mean, you're hearing from me, right? You're asking me a question, I'm answering it, and we've been very vigilant about, or very consistent about denouncing that type of rhetoric.
Should we expect a statement from the president on that, though? I mean, it was a pretty significant display.
I mean, you're hearing from me. I think that's important. The other part, too, that I do want to be very clear about, peaceful protest is something that the president has also been very, very clear that is important to give folks space to peacefully protest. But any type of violent rhetoric, we are going to denounce.
And then on some of the comments he made today, did the president mean to essentially accuse Republicans of murder? I mean, the language that he was using to describe opposition to the Affordable Care Act, the quote was, They want to terminate the Affordable Care Act. Terminate, well, guess what? Killing millions of Americans. Does he think that Republicans are trying to kill Americans?
I think you're taking the most extreme, definition or extreme
evaluation
of what the president said. Here's the reality.
He said killing.
The Affordable Care Act, which obviously started in the Obama-Biden administration, the president expanded on that, making sure that people have affordable health care. That saves lives. It does. It is important.
It is stronger than usual, but you're
taking what he said to the most extreme part of your definition or your realization. I know, but let's be really clear.
Okay, so you get the gist of it. You get the idea. People can say death to America. Well, you know, we kind of condemn it, you know. And then the president said this about the GOP, and obviously inflammatory language. And you know what comes out of that? Well, you're just being so extreme. Kind of like the other day when they went after Donald Trump for saying something in the context of an economic catastrophe. And they thought that was all violent imagery, and it can't ever be done. So, folks, we're just pointing it out here. There is, well, we're very consistent, she says. Well, they are kind of consistent, because evidently these groups can say the most horrible things about America. Joe Biden can say the most horrible thing about Republicans, and it's really no big deal. So don't bother her anymore with that. All right. It is Rewind Wednesday, folks. We got time for a little bit of a song here before we talk with Denise Simon. So true to form, here we go. Here's the Cars. You Might Think. Rick Ocasek, of course, and the Cars. And that's kind of a cool sound, and it fits in perfectly with our theme for Rewind Wednesday. And it is kind of a cool song. It's got a cool sound to it as well. And we thought it, again, would be very cool to hear this morning. And I'll tell you what, though, too, you know, a lot of the Cars stuff that was being done back then, especially some of the really early car stuff back in the late 1970s, had a lot of really interesting synthesizer or keyboard stuff that was done. And even stuff of that era, if it was done well, it really holds up. And the Cars is one of those bands that they really were able to do that. And just shows just how good and in some ways how ahead of the time they were. All right, so folks, it's time now to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I am willing to bet I'm willing to bet money that Denise knows that the moon is not made out of gases.
That was so painful to watch. It not only was it painful to watch, this is a woman who couldn't figure out how to put the glasses on.
Yeah.
I mean, right. My husband and I sat here and watched that, and we looked at each other like, she's got them on upside down. She's got them on sideways. She couldn't get it over her ear. I mean, she fussed with those things for the entire time and then just gave up.
And she said anybody who looks up at the eclipse without their glasses, they'd be taken out by their arms. Yeah. I was stunned. Denise, I got to tell you, I was stunned. I could not believe my ears. She was telling this to high school kids, but she was saying it as though she had figured all this out. Like, this wasn't off the top of her head. This was her belief about what things are like regarding the moon and the sun and the stars, evidently.
Do you remember a couple of months ago when a video came out or an audio came out when she was in a car riding with one of her staff members, and she absolutely berated this guy, calling him every single name under the book? I mean, her language was worse than a sailor's. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't know whether he quit or she fired him or what, but I would argue whoever that staff person was is probably cheering right about now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You think I'm the one that's inept? You know?
No kidding. I mean, I got to tell you, this takes the cake for Saturday Night Live forever. You can't get any better than this. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really not. I was just stunned that then the high school students were there. They must have known from their science classes that what she was saying was nonsense.
Well, it's, you know, she could have said it was made out of cheese.
That's right.
It would have been the same thing.
Yeah, we all know it is made out of green cheese. That's, you know. I don't know. It's just, but I'll tell you, I just thought this was quite an example of what can go wrong, I guess, with our education in this country. I don't know. It was really something. But, you know, Denise, we're laughing about this right now, of course, but when we come back from the top of the hour news, we got some pretty serious stuff to go over as well in terms of Israel, what they might do in retaliation to Iran, if Iran retaliates against them, right? We've got all kinds of things to tell our listeners about. So, Denise, stay right there, of course. Folks, we are climbing up to the top of the hour. You're going to hear your top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about everything. We'll take your telephone calls at the bottom of next hour, 949-822-7959. Hour number two, now officially in the books.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.